This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's
Bowen loved him, did he not? That explains that, I think.
Well, what can we explain? Georgia State?
I don't know, bro.
All righty.
We scheduled these football like back school. In 2012.
Damn. I'm being told this is a football school, and they're going on the road at Georgia State and Troy.
We're shifting.
In the same season. All righty. Oh. Well, mark this one down, yeah. 11 a.m.
Where's Arkansas
September
coming?
13th.
Given their time, yeah.
I don't think they've done that one yet. Yeah.
Okay. But it's September 20th, though. It's the week after Troy. They're coming to Simmons Bank.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it is. They are going to do it here, even though I would recommend pushing it back, but whatever. AAC other games, Halloween on the road at Rice is going to be 6 p.m., so you can get your you'll be going on during trick-or-treating.
Halloween masks at the game at the – Yeah,
it'll be going on at that time.
Back-to-back Friday night games, looks like.
Yeah, you got Friday at Rice, and then you have a home game against Tulane on November the 7th.
Also Friday.
That's my wife's birthday, but that one will be on ESPN at 8 p.m.
Nice.
At 8 p.m. I tell you this.
It could be for the title.
It could be.
Could be.
Let's hope so. I love the Friday night games at home. I do. Or even a Thursday. I love a Thursday or a Friday night game at home.
So you got one Thursday and two Fridays, it looks like.
At home? Or just generally speaking on the schedule?
Generally speaking on the schedule.
Yeah.
Well, I can break that down further.
But yeah, no, there's at least one
Friday
night. Because
that Friday's at Rice, and then the Tulane one you said is here.
It's a Friday night game here.
And your Thursday is actually Thanksgiving here.
Okay, yeah.
Simmons Bank, it's Navy, which I believe we have that time as well now.
Yeah, that's at 6:30 on Thanksgiving Day. So you can get your...
Well, you ain't going to that one, are you? After you eat, we can all go out there.
Do you know,
it depends on your spot. I mean, Navy in their spot, that could be for a conference title.
I don't want to generalize, but you know white folks eat very early on Thanksgiving.
Do y'all?
At least we do. We get that thing done, in and out. It's like noon.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't going to be no, all right, everybody come over at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, everybody's back home. I don't want to prolong this.
Right.
I don't enjoy it. It's not really a holiday that I look forward to. So I could be there. I could absolutely be at
that. But it'll have to be after a nap. But you eat early enough that trick the fan or whatever it is that knocks you out from the turkey is going to have you back.
Yeah.
You don't take a nap after eating on Thanksgiving? That's an American tradition.
We got three NFL games now, on so we got to stay up for that.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know?
There's a lot going on Thanksgiving.
Well, I mean, this one could decide the title as well.
It could. It might just decide fourth.
Well, if it decides fourth, you
like
know that.
Like your place, while Navy's going on to play Tulane in the championship game.
It's
going to
look like Christmas morning in that mug if it's for fourth. I'll tell you that. Ain't nobody going to be there.
That's the last one before the championship.
And you know what? That's the way it goes. I mean, if you're going to finish fourth, this is what you'll be dealing with.
As you said, I mean, you got two of your tougher games, Navy and Tulane in conference, are at home this year. You don't play UTSA. We discussed this last week. I don't care that you don't have Seth Hennigan anymore. You need to take advantage of this. You have the resources to go out and get a roster that should be the best in the league. Let's go.
Yeah.
Forget the being picked fourth.
Yeah.
Make the conference title game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, we got the schedule. It's out. All right, we'll come back. Fade Brad tonight. Could be the last one for a while.
Could be till next Thursday.
I think he's locked up a winning season though. I think he has, because he's now 10 games officially.
You have to you can't hate on it. You have to give him his respect. He's kind of like SGA. You can complain about how he's doing it or how he turned a loser into a winner.
Next year we're gonna have to make some tweaks though. We're gonna have to take away his ability to see the initial line move. We're gonna have to remove that from the equation. He's going to be given the line.
And this guy's over here agreeing that that's a good move.
He should
have all the tools.
No, because if he has all the tools, anybody can do that. Anybody can look at that.
What if this is just him? What if he's this good now in the postseason? He would have a chance to prove that next year, and then we change it to tail.
If we're going
to
do the postscript on Brad's fade Brad, right, if we're going to do that, I think a big part of his success this year has been betting the Thunder every game. Right?
No question.
He's been at Thunder every game, smartly, I would add.
Yeah, because they're dominant. Yes. The only time we've seen 4 30-point blowouts in a postseason, same team.
I'm trying to think, like, you rode the Knicks a lot, you know, and they had a lot of success, you know, especially in that Boston series, right?
He rode big points, too.
He rode the Pacers. The Pacers were getting points every game in that
big
spread.
Big spreads. You rode big points.
Yep. Denver did a lot for you.
Wild spreads.
You know, every time it was a...
That's been a key.
Double-digit spreads were automatic. If not, 9 was automatic.
They
almost
were hitting.
Yeah. I mean, you did well, though, yesterday, avoiding that trap. I mean, you know, they were trying to get Minnesota money there, and they just... I don't think they got a ton.
Well, and I think that speaks to the Thunder dominance. I am fully on board everything y'all said earlier about just how freaking bad for the Grizzlies this is and for the rest of the West.
Well, it also speaks to what I was trying to tell John yesterday. Minnesota 1-2-3 Cancun. You saw that in the first quarter. They were ready to go.
Toast. They get 9 points in the damn first quarter?
Yes.
Brutal.
They were ready to call the season.
33 at the half?
They had told themselves it's OKC's turn.
Check out, dog.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. There was no will to win.
None.
Exactly. Anyway, there you have it.
I'm going to get to it here.
We're going to do that when we get back. And then Rob Dosher is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk Memphis basketball with him and more. Stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to film ESPN? Now, when you play this song, obviously, there's something that there's a meaning to it. But it's also the All-American Rejects, who...
You're going good here, so I know where you're going.
...are, like, redefining the... Like, they have become more relevant.
Really going old school, if you ask me.
So, help me understand. I think I have a pretty good grasp of it. So,
Thank you.
But All-American Rejects, Jason, was, like... They were a big band when I was, like, coming of age. You know, like, you know, that pop... angst, whatever, you know, like 2002, 2003. And then like those bands always do, they fade as their fans get older. But there's always that very powerful drug of nostalgia, right? And so what the All-American Rejects have done this summer to become relevant again and to obviously make money, they are showing up at people's houses.
This was on nightly news last night, Jason.
Really?
They are going to people's houses, not even announced, right?
Pop-up concerts at homes.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know how they select the houses.
Random. You know, they might get with a sorority or fraternity at Mizzou, for example. They did one in Columbia.
Yeah. Oh. But it's been in Nashville, right?
Been in Nashville at like a house, some dude's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like all anybody's talking about.
It's huge.
They're going on this house party tour.
And these homes are rocking. Like, all of a sudden, the neighbors come over. Like, the whole frat shows up. Like, it's a banging thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I guess we won't see them at yours, but if they do show up,
coming to Cordova,
let me know.
Let me know if they come to Memphis.
Yeah.
But it is a renaissance for them, to John's point, because they're going old school here with the whole backyard barbecue kind of vibes.
Yeah, like, everybody's asking, like, are they bringing it to our city? Are they bringing it to our city? Like,
do you think it was a young person they brought on in terms of their PR promotion that came up with this idea, or is it the idea of the old men?
I bet they brainstormed this a little bit, because this is something bands used to do in the early 2000s, like when I was a program director in that format. They would do a lot of these.
So kind of a throwback to that.
Yeah, country music does a lot of them still. Like, country is the most organic. One of the reasons I think country is so successful is they do this super grassroots stuff. Like, you know, 100-person shows, 200-person shows, house parties.
I mean, it's like it would be like what a band that's trying to get off the ground would do, right? Like it would be like an underground band. We're going to play in somebody's backyard. We're going to like do the, you know, we're going to hook up the damn speaker and the acoustics, you know.
But like to John's point, the perfect thing for them is the guys in their 20s, like John, you know. These are bangers.
I'm in my mid-30s.
But like, you know,
like I appreciate
people
that.
20s, early 30s or whatever. These
were, for sure.
You know, It Ends Tonight, Move Along. These were huge super hit radio hits back in the 2000s.
They had four. They had Dirty Little Secret.
Yeah, hit.
They had Gives You Hell.
Yep, number one.
They had this one.
Yep, It Ends Tonight. Yep.
The last one that you mentioned, I can't remember what the last one, but they had four that were really popular.
Yep.
But basically they said that the reason why they're doing this strategy is it comes from, according to them, a bleep about the common man. They don't want to sell you finance tickets to go to Coachella. They don't want, you know, Ticketmaster to be making money hand over fist on the fees, and they don't want to have people paying $25 a park. So I think it's gone great for them.
Massive publicity.
Yeah, and it looks like a blast. You know, I realize, like, I'm getting old now because I got a flyer on the Live at the Garden series.
Oh, yeah.
And for the first time in my life, I can honestly say I genuinely want to see an act there.
Okay.
Like, good. But that means I'm getting old.
Is it that's the what it Darius means. Rucker? Which
no,
one?
It's
Third Eye Blind?
It's Third Eye Blind.
That's a throwback show.
It's a Third Eye Blind, man. Have they been there before?
No, and I think
like
they're doing it in like 3 weeks we're away from.
Yeah,
the
I know,
first
but
one.
I'm like, I saw that. I'm like, oh my God, I've gotten to an age now where like
Semi-charm
I actively
life.
Want to go. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, I'll never let you go.
Yeah, never let you go.
You know, they got a lot. They got a lot. So anyway, when you play that song, I also know that there's a double entendre, which we'll get to here in just a minute. Mm-hmm. You know, it made me think about this virality of this house party tour.
Good pickup there, John.
I'll be on top of it, man. I know what's going on. I know what's going on with the tariffs. I know what's going on with the tours. I know what's going on with it all.
Yes.
All right.
Current events.
Contemporary news, and we'll get some news with one of my other jobs who I think might be trying to push me out with Rob Doster at 125. But it is about that time. Let's fade Brad. All right. Quick recap. Brad's on absolute fire. He couldn't be more on fire than if he stood out in front of the radio station, doused himself in gasoline, and took a match to himself. Mm. I would not recommend doing that.
No,
but
that's
I'm just saying,
walking man.
That's what's happening right now.
34-25.
The man is damn near 10 games above 500 in the quite literal most liquid market, most unbeatable market in like with sports right now, right? I mean, in terms of like baseball is still regular season, so it's a little easier to beat. WNBA, a little easier to beat. It's the hardest thing going right now. This man has found a way to be 9 games above 500. He's latched on to the great teams, and the great teams have delivered for him. And now, I mean, he can really lock it up. If he gets this one right, he can really lock up a winning record going into the finals because at most it's only 7.
And he's been knocking on this 10 games over 500 door for a while now. I think he's ready to kick it in.
If he gets to 10, the worst he could do is miss all 7. If there even is 7,
still finishes a winner.
Yeah. And he's not gonna miss all 7, right? So I think this
masterclass in year 2 for.
I think
for Brad
has locked it up. I think he's locked up a winning
season.
Postseason.
Yeah,
but we still have to run through the tape, as they say.
You're right.
And Jason, you've been setting it up. Let's do it.
Well, that doesn't matter anymore, does it? Because Brad went and picked the winner last night.
You spoke it into existence. You were like, oh, well, you were gone, and I did it, and you know, it's just,
well, over the weekend we said it. We said it on Friday. It went to 0-2 over the weekend. We gave it another shot.
Yeah,
and it didn't work.
No.
And so here we are again. You can lead. I can lead. What we know.
Yeah, I'll take over from here.
Is that the Knicks are 4.5-point favorites?
Yeah, 4.5-point favorites. Open 5.5. Obviously, Cat is the big question. But Indiana can close it out on the road as 4.5-point underdogs over at ESPN. Brett, what say you?
So you said yesterday, if you pick, you know, money line in a team like Indianapolis, Indy, for example, at +150 on the money line, you might as well go the extra step. This was outside of this segment to pick who you think will win the game with the line.
Yeah, like so. If, for example, if I liked Indiana tonight, at 4.5,
go the extra step.
I would just play +150.
Yeah.
I just play the money line because the odds of them losing by 4 or less and not winning are minute.
Okay. Well, Yeah, I mean,
but it is nice to have points in your pocket. I get it.
And a lot of that we can overthink as very rudimentary gamblers like myself. You know, last year we got our butts whooped. So it's finally we're turning the tide a little bit, and it's a little less embarrassing to do this. And I hate it for the listeners because if you are fading it, that's the voiceover guy. May have to flip the voiceover guy. Who knows if we continue this. Having said all of that, the Gideon price has went up, by the way. And there are going to be some raging lunatic Knicks fans in there. Many celebrities in the front row. Timothy Chalamet will have his, you know, five-year-old mustache in there. But I don't think it's going to make a difference, folks. I think the Pacers, it ends tonight.
Oh, my.
The Pacers close. Pacers!
Play the song.
Plus 4.5. It ends tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it ends tonight. It ends tonight. I got to get through this.
Now, it's not. No, I do want to say.
Yes, sirs.
I don't know if it's like. Yeah, I think you're saying it a little.
I'm wrong. How do you have to say the
yes,
yerd?
Sir?
Yes, sir.
Because it's Pacer.
Oh, it can't
it's
be the yes,
Pacers.
Sirs. I like the yes, sir.
Yeah, it's yes, sirs.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Not the yes, sirs.
Okay.
I mean, doesn't that sound more correct to you?
There is a difference there, yes.
Like the yes-sirs as opposed to the yes-sirs.
Tonight, the yes-sir will win.
No, you keep saying it wrong.
Yes-sirs.
The yes-sirs.
Yes-sirs.
Like, think about it like you're at a game and you're like, yes-sir!
I'm surprised that a Yankee team from the North came up with what is basically a Southern anthem slogan. Yes-sirs.
You're not giving enough to the apostrophe, right? You're not giving enough room. You have to. The apostrophe should act for you as a pause.
I bet AI came up with that slogan for them.
I don't think even AI could come up with a slogan this brilliant. All right. And I saw an interview with the guy that's on top of all this for OpenAI, and I gotta say he feels like a movie villain. Sam Altman is his name.
Altman, yeah.
Because he did like some interview with CBS this morning, and he's like, the way he talks and looks around the room when he's answering is like, okay, this guy definitely is gonna kill us all. But at any rate,
yes sirs.
I can't
argue. You think he's on the right side.
I mean, again,
based on what you said earlier in the show.
Let's see. Aaron Nesmith still a game time decision. For whatever reason he didn't play, I'm not saying that he, you know, it seems like he will, but he is listed as a game time decision. I would obviously not touch this. But if he goes, I would definitely take the.
Boy, if they held him out after he played the last game,
I know
it
wouldn't
like
make
they really
sense.
Are
no,
waiting
it wouldn't make
until
any
game
sense.
Six. No, that's playing with fire.
But I do expect Big Purr to play. He's listed as a game time decision. And I just don't think a guy with that toughness, right? Like, not me missing a closeout game at home.
Why is he such a weirdo?
He's just zesty, man.
The one thing he's also doing, he's not just taking long three-pointers, he's taking damn near half-court three-pointers.
Well, that's what he does.
Like,
I mean,
they're absurd.
And to his credit, he was making them in the last series. I don't remember who it was against the Celtics. Like,
even
in the first round, like, he was making them things, bro. Like, So I get it.
Bad shots, though. I mean, make no
mistake.
They're
only bad shots if they don't
go in.
They're great shots if they go in.
I've heard that.
You know, so it's a make or miss league. But Jason, you're on Manhattan Island right now, man. You're alone right now.
It feels strange. I thought I would be then in the majority today.
Are you on Precious Achiuwa Place or Campaign Place?
All that's getting ripped down if they lose tonight. All those temporary names.
Yeah, I agree. So you're not going.
So it's not happening.
Yeah, you don't want to tell us which street you're on yet, though.
There's a lot of pride there. I'm on Big Body Brunson Street.
All right, I think that's Jalen Brunson Boulevard.
He's tired of all of the criticism. People like you, but then more importantly to him, Knicks fans are blaming him.
Right.
Yeah.
Now after holding him, how silly is that?
These stupid Knicks
man,
fans.
Man, blame your coach for running these players into the ground and not extending the rotation earlier in these playoffs. Like, blame so many other dudes. Than Brunson. Are you kidding me?
Facts.
Can't believe their turn. So he's going to come out mad, man. He's going to give them this what you want.
Now,
he's going to give it to him.
Can I ask you
but
one,
then they'll lose in game six.
Can I ask you one thing about this series and the guy you mentioned? It's bothered me a little bit. I don't know the answer. And you're the person who would know better than anybody. Is Jalen Brunson mixed?
I don't think so. I mean, okay. His dad's light skin. Brunson's
okay.
His dad's light skin. His dad played in the league. You're aware of that, right?
I was just asking.
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
I mean, there's never been a mixed person that's walked on this earth that you haven't known about. So I feel like we would have known Brunson.
Again, every light skin person is not the product of a biracial.
No, I got that.
Okay, you understand that.
I was just
and
making
his dad
sure.
is light. You've seen, you know, his dad played
his
in the NBA. You've seen
his
dad. His
dad
his
is light skin too, though. I just didn't know if, like, you know, what I'm saying there was. You know, any of me in there?
No, I believe brother's a brother.
Yeah,
through and through.
You know, I'm always like looking. You know, I'm always looking for guys to add to the stable as the white American.
Yeah, you're. I think you're off there. Your radar.
My radar's not that good. You know, it's like the weather service after the
like Brad used to be on picks.
Yeah, you know, we forgot to turn on the sirens. You know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You
about
probably funding cut.
You probably want to ask those, maybe you know the ones that you really don't know.
Oh no, we got to be transparent. We got to be transparent, man. Yeah. I'm not afraid of it. You know, I'll wear it. Good. I'll wear my ignorance. But anyway, should be a fun game tonight.
7 o'clock on 92.9. We'll have it.
We'll have it on 92.9. Should be a good one. Rob Dosher is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis's roster, what he makes of their roster building. Big news in college basketball last night with LeBaron Filon. We'll get into tournament expansion. Does he have a trademark for Field of 76? 72 feels more imminent than ever. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to film ESPN. Leaders Credit Union, if you want to grow your wealth with better rates on savings and checking, Leaders Credit Union is here to help. Boost your savings with a 3.75% APY on their forward plus yield savings account. If you want to earn on that checking, Champion Rewards checking account offers 4% APY. Don't wait to invest your financial journey. Visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Leaders federally insured by the NCUA and is your financial champion. Rob Dosher is the founder of Field of 68. And we're about to see just how strong that trademark is for the future. He joins us now. Are we covered? Are we covered on any kind of shenanigans that Charlie Baker may try to pull this week, Rob?
I'm squatting on a couple of Twitter accounts and Instagram accounts and TikTok accounts, but I may just boycott Field of 76 and just forever call it the Field of 68, even if we have more teams in it, because like, why are we expanding the tournament, man? Have you ever seen a business in any walk of life that is so dead set on doing something that the entire audience, that your entire group of consumers is entirely against? Like it's baffling to me.
No,
Is there a single person that watches college basketball that is a fan of college basketball that wants more teams in the NCAA tournament? I don't think there's a single one. This isn't like college football where everyone's like, yeah, man, you know what's going to be awesome? A 12-team tournament will be awesome.
Right.
There's not a single person on planet Earth that does not have a financial stake in college athletics that is sitting here saying, you know what would be awesome? 76 teams in the NCAA tournament. That's what we need. Teams that were 6-12 in the SEC to finish 15th and didn't make the NCAA tournament, they need to be in the dance. That's what the sport is meant. You want to fix college basketball? Let's go make sure that Vanderbilt doesn't miss out on the NCAA tournament every single year. Let's go make sure that South Carolina can finish last place in the SEC and still dance. That's what we need.
Yeah, the only people that would say that would be the people who live on the bubble and like have, you know, gotten done wrong for whatever reason in the past, you know. But I don't think from a fan standpoint, at large, anybody. I think everybody just kind of knows what it is, man. It's like it's just more money, more teams, more whatever, more, you know, more games, more opportunities for us to put sponsorships on courts and, you know, Powerade and Coke Zero. Know what I mean? But yeah,
why'd you go with Powerade and Coke Zero?
Isn't that the cup? You only can bring out the
yeah, you can only bring out the Powerade.
Yeah.
Did you know Powerade was the whole thing?
Yeah, dude, Powerade.
I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah, I mean, you're a big Gatorade guy over here, but Powerade's still out here kicking, man.
Well, as the father of a 9-year-old that plays way too many youth athletics and youth sports, I'll tell you this: there's not a single kid that I've run into in the state of New Jersey that ever asked for a Powerade. They either ask for Gatorade or Prime. They don't ask for Powerade. So where's Powerade getting all this money that they're paying to the NCAA? What are they doing? That's the real conspiracy here, John. We need to figure out what's going on. Where is Powerade getting this money from?
It must be some trade deal. You know, we do those all the time. You know, you give us a little sponsorship, we'll give you like a lifetime supply of Powerade, something like that. We got to check Charlie Baker's garage.
Yeah.
We got to see what he's got
Charlie
in there.
Charlie Baker's filing. He put tariffs on Gatorade in NCAA buildings. Is that what it is, John?
Tariffs are a thing of the past. All right, tariffs are a thing of the past. We're moving forward with no tariffs. All right, let's talk about what we initially wanted to get your thoughts on, which is this Memphis basketball roster. Let's just assume, for the sake of argument, that Dane is not on it. Dane is out of eligibility. He's obviously applied for a waiver. I think the likelihood that he gets it is low, and then we'll see where they try to take it from there. But what do you make of, now that it's basically finished, the roster that Penny Hardaway has put together?
I mean, it's fine, I guess, right? Like, I think it's probably good enough that it can win the American. You know, I do like Doug McDaniel. I've always been a Doug McDaniel fan, even if he made me look foolish at Kansas State a couple times because of it. And Sincere Parker, we saw him up close and personal with McNeese in our event in South Dakota, and that dude could play. Like, he's a high major player. Like, he belongs playing at that level, right? But I feel like basically what they did was they took this team that they had last year, and they're like, we're going to try to rebuild it with, like, the B-plus version of everything that we had this past season, right? Like, Doug McDaniel's good, but he ain't P.J. Haggerty, right? Like, Aaron Bradshaw's talented, but he ain't Dane Danger. You know, so I Sincere Parker's good, but, like, he's not Tyrese Hunter, right? So I think even in a best-case scenario, this is a team that on paper does not look anywhere near as good as the team that you had last year. And I don't know how much of that is, like, Penny Hardaway's fault. Like, it is really difficult to completely overhaul a roster year after year after year, especially when you hit it big and the guy that you hit it big with happens to say, hey, you know what? I'm not staying here for $3 million. I'm going somewhere else for $2.5 million, right? Decides to take a pay cut to go to a different program. So I do empathize with him in that sense, but, you know, this is I'm not sitting here staring at Memphis saying this is a team that I think is a surefire lock to make the NCAA tournament if they can't win the automatic bid out of the American. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
In terms of that whole saga and the way it was handled by Dad and PJ, you know, Memphis, like you mentioned, I mean, in the end, offered more money. But clearly, I mean, at some point decided to move off of you because of what it had to do to replace you. You can't go back on it. And you made Memphis wait. You know, he didn't get until the portal until, you know, four or five days before the deadline. He could have jumped in like we all expect him to from the get-go. Just what did you make of his whole handling of the situation?
I mean, look, you went from being able to make sure your kid made $3 million to making sure that he can make, like, $2 to $2.5 million, right? So you've got him, what, like a pay cut somewhere in the neighborhood of, like, 25%? 33%, something like that. So I would say, if you were an agent, right? Let's just say you're John Martin here, right? And you're renegotiating the contract, and you sign with an agent, and the agent, instead of getting you X amount of dollars, gets you like 0.75X. You're probably not a very big fan of that agent, and you're probably not going to recommend that agent Jason Smith when Jason Smith is trying to redo his contract, right? That's kind of where I'm at with it, man. Like, I don't think it was wrong for P.J. Haggerty to put his name in the portal. I don't think it was wrong for him to go out there and try to find a way to be able to make $4 million or whatever it was he was asking for. You're a second-team All-American coming back to school. There are a lot of programs with really, really deep pockets, deeper pockets than what Memphis has. And it's not wrong for you to go out there and make that money, because that's probably more money than you're going to make in your entire professional basketball career combined. Like, let's be honest, PJ Haggerty, if he was an NBA player, he wouldn't be coming back to school this year. He'd be in the NBA. So I get all that. There's nothing wrong with that. But the way that you handle it, to the point that Memphis makes a decision to go out there and get a guy to replace you and use the money that they had for you, earmarked for you, to replace you so that you can't come back and ended up having to take a – like that, you mismanaged it, man. You played it wrong. You read the cards wrong. You read your hand wrong. And it's part of the reason why, if I am recommending anything to any kids, go out there and find someone that does this for a living, right? Like, I understand that you're going to save the money and that the 20% fee that you'd have to pay the agent is going to stay in-house and stay in the family, right? But you're also going to cost yourself in the long run because you're not with somebody that understands the market dynamics and understands who's making what money elsewhere, right? That's part of the reason that you sign with an agent when you sign with an agent, because they are going to understand what everybody else is getting, what the market value is, and where you should be going. It's just not possible to do if you are not in that industry every single day.
Exactly. And honestly, like, I'll even back up further. It's where somebody would have been able to stop PJ and his dad from believing that $4 million was ever a possibility, right? Like, so that when Memphis comes to the table with $3 million, like they did at the outset of this, somebody could sit him down and say, hey, do we really think we're going to get more than $3 million on the open market? Do we really believe that? We have it guaranteed right now. We were an All-American last. Like, I mean, it's just logic is what was missing in this, you know? Now, if he didn't want to be here, he didn't want to be here. But I just...
Like, You're in the same place. So not only would you be making more money, right, but you have an entire Memphis fan base that'll be like, oh, wait, hold on. You mean this guy didn't leave to go somewhere else? Like, everybody leaves? He stayed?
Legend status. Legend status.
Memphis?
Yes.
He stayed with Memphis?
Yep.
He didn't go out there and try to raise money, try to create a base. He stayed with Memphis?
Yep.
You miss out on the opportunity of being able to do actual NIL stuff, actual branding and actual sponsorships and actual partnerships with places in the city of Memphis that might be willing to have a guy that decided to forego all this other money and stay with Memphis. Right. I think that there's a value in that he is sacrificing by leaving, in addition to the amount of money that he left on the table. And I'll be clear. Like, I think there needs to be a setup in college, but I've been very vocal about this, right? I think that we need to find a way to be able to create a system in college basketball that incentivizes players to come back to school. And I am very pro going back to the place that you just played at, right? Going back to the place that made you successful. I want these guys to be able to get their market value. I wish there was a system in place that allowed you to get your market value in the same place that you were in, instead of having to leave to go get it. I think that would better for the sport overall, healthier for the sport overall, healthier for the fans, healthier for the people that want to be able to spend their money to go watch these people play and create the environments that make college basketball special, right? I think that that matters. But I'm not against these guys going out there and trying to make the most money that they can, because, like I said, this is probably the most money that he's ever going to make in his life.
Yep.
Most money that he's ever going to make in his life.
Yep.
But I do think that there is a value to coming back to school that we are ignoring when you're saying, you know what, go chase that extra $250,000 by putting your name in the portal and see what you can get, right? Go out there and chase this, go out there and chase that. And not only did PJ lose out on that, but he also lost out on quite a bit in the bottom line by making what I would say are some, I don't want to say bad decisions, I'm going to say ill-informed decisions.
Yeah, and then lastly, imagine, you know, my surprise when I'm on Twitter, I'm just trying to do the show and stay on top of the news. Imagine my surprise when I see that Field of 68 is looking to add another host for our nightly After Dark college basketball show. This is from Goodman. And Goodman says, you must have strong knowledge of college basketball, have experience hosting shows, and be energetic. I didn't think I had any of those things. So are you guys like changing the criteria for next season? Like, what's going on?
Well, you see, John, when it's a two-way street when it comes to like a free market, right? Like, so at the same time, when we decide that, let's just say hypothetically, you know, there's one host on the Field of 68 After Dark that just is dragging the program down. And you could just see it in the ratings, and you see it in the numbers, and you see it in the engagement, right?
No hits.
Sometimes, like, you just got to make a decision and say, you know what, maybe this is something where we need to reevaluate some of the decision-making process that we have made in the past.
All right. I mean, Goodman harasses me throughout the season. He threatens to fire me every week. So I guess we're finally here. I'm glad I found out about it on social media, though. And by the way, if anybody's listening.
You know what's funny about that? You're not even joking. Like, Goodman probably is threatening to fire you at least a half a dozen times.
He absolutely does. No, at this point, it's like, I just say, okay, thanks. If you want to apply, thefieldof68@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Hey,
I love that you're trying to help people come in here and get your job.
They ain't coming for mine. Let's be clear about that. They're coming to be my colleague. All right, you're the best, Rob. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, Rob.
See you guys.
Yep. Bye, brother.
He is Rob Doster from Field of 68. There you have it. They do have Field of 72 and 76 ready to go, but maybe they will stay with 68 out of protest. I kind of like that.
In rebellion.
I kind of like that. It's like, this is what it should be, even though we don't have to just accept what it is.
He's right about the public not clamoring at all for more.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up on a Thursday. Jason DeJohn, out of China FM. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sonic, it's America's Drive-In. Oh, it's so good. You got the smash burgers, the grilled cheeses, the premium chicken bites, the fries. You know, I like to go with that Rue 44 Diet Coke. Man, that is it's just like on a hot day, it is like an oasis, man. And it's not a mirage. It's really what you need. Get that refreshment. Get full over at Sonic.
I stay on the Fun 99 menu. That's the $1.99 menu. We've added those junior chicken sandwiches, as John has told you. What I love telling you is try the Chipotle one. They do it in original and honey Chipotle. I'm a honey Chipotle guy. It's fantastic, and you're going to get the best deal in town, again, on that $1.99 menu. Queso wraps as well, Southwest, bacon ranch, however you like it. Got a bunch of other fantastic things, including French toast sticks. So breakfast, you can hit them up as well. Breakfast time, lunchtime, dinner time. It's always the right time. For Sonic, live free, eat Sonic.
All right, we're back. Jason and John at Eternal FM, ESPN. Thanks to Rob Doster there for joining us on the show. There was a very interesting little segment on Joy Taylor's show where she was going in on Aaron Rodgers for not reporting to Steelers OTAs, even though he's obviously not a member of the Steelers.
Yes.
But I guess the assumption is that he's going to be.
Yes.
And that he should just go ahead and get it over with.
I heard some people before OTA saying, I think ESPN folks, analysts saying, if he's going to do it, he better be there for OTAs. Like Aaron Rodgers is going to change up
right
anything he's done any offseason just because it's Pittsburgh and it's a must-win year for Mike Tomlin. No. I mean, no. This is what he does. He takes the offseasons, and they're his.
Yep.
And he will come when he's ready. It looks to me like Pittsburgh has said, okay. Like they're fine with that, which I'm – they have veterans in that locker room that I would be concerned about how fine are they with it. Again, what version of Aaron Rodgers are you getting,
mm-hmm.
especially when he doesn't have Devontae Adams?
Exactly. I think it's I would not be twerking for Aaron Rodgers in 2025. I would not be trying to, bend over backwards for this dude.
But he's better than Mason Rudolph.
But he is better than Mason
Point
Rudolph.
Point is, you shouldn't have put yourself in this boat.
I mean, how they have not found a quarterback situation after Ben is crazy to me. I mean, it's just been bad.
Did they give Pickett enough of it? Is he sorry? Or did he not have weapons?
No, he's sorry because he's just sorry.
Okay.
He's got
okay,
small hands.
I mean, y'all keep going to small hands. He does have small hands.
He's got two. He's wear two gloves. I mean, sorry, bro. It's going to be tough. I mean, he'll have a chance if he's got a quarterback room that he can.
He should beat it out. He should right. be the starter.
Right. So this is it.
Talking about Shadur, Dylan Gabriel, Flacco.
Yeah. If he can't win, you know, then it's over.
Yeah.
For him, I mean, as a starter, there's no doubt. But I would not. My hopes for Kenny Pickett are not high at all. I mean, he had that 1 year with Pittsburgh where, you know, he looked like, you know, there was some upside. He still wasn't great, but it was like, all right, I can kind of see like a division. And then he came back the next year and, you know.
Well, Terry Bradshaw said he didn't give enough of a chance, so that's why I asked you.
Well,
he was coming down.
Yeah.
Rightly so on Aaron Rodgers and the right. fiasco that yeah. is.
Well, in fairness to Kenny, like, it ain't like, you know, the Steelers were loaded at receiver.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, who were the, I mean, I guess you had Pickens there, but he's off and on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no,
but that's
I mean,
it.
I mean, it's not really a system that's designed for great quarterback play under Tomlin, you know, and right. in Canada back then. So
because they were all about running that ball.
Yeah, but again, you know, we're gonna see exactly what he's made of in that quarterback room.
Like they're kind of forced into that corner at this point.
Yep, that's gonna do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Rob Dasher for joining us on the show. Thanks to Drew Hill, new dad. Well, he will be, but newly
again to him.
Announced dad to be. Appreciate him for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.